Hey, wake up, everybody. The time is 6:01. Shut up. Pencils down. The time is 6:01. You're listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Because I forgot where we lived. That was Deidre. That was Around the Town Sounds. Always an addition to the show. And now the Mascot Wedding Show is coming up.
Just an addition.
You're not on mic. Ugh. Report you to co-op. They'll probably promote you because you're so lousy. We got a fun show coming up, but first, the Grassroots, Temptation Eyes, Mascot Wedding Show starts now. Hello, folks. My name's David. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta, and this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP, or tweet at us. We're at Mascot Wedding. You tweets it, reweeds it. We reads it. Reed Richards. The opinions expressed on the Mascot Wedding Show are only those of the people who said it. Nobody else. So quit your complaining. Max says bitchin'. I don't like saying bitchin'. I feel like people say bitchin' way too much. Said it three times already. You'll notice Mac Blake is not here. He is on assignment this week. So sitting in, as always, holding down microphone four is my good buddy, Andrew Rosas.
Hello.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I am very well. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being back. I always have a lot of fun with you.
Yep.
And I hope you don't mess it up this time. Keep it
going. It's mine to lose.
Exactly.
It's my ball to drop right now.
Stakes have never been higher. This is the Olympics of radio. We just heard the Grassroots. That was Temptation Eyes from there. That was from the 20th Century Masters Collection. I don't know the album it's from. I'm not from the 40s. So look it up. Go to your local library. Write your senator. Be like, hey, what was that Grassroots song? Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't feel great. It's just now hitting me that I have not eaten.
Oh,
yes,
man. You can't do that to yourself. You gotta eat, man.
Yeah, I know. I've been on the go all day. And, like, this is the first time I've had to do anything or do anything actively. Like, everything's just been very passive. I've been sitting in waiting rooms all day and stuff.
Right.
And so now I'm like standing and entertaining, and I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, all right, 54 minutes. That is not a good feeling.
Ding, ding.
This might have to be a sit-down show, so hang on one second.
Oh, yeah. It's David versus the radio.
Oh.
There we go. Look, getting comfy.
Yeah.
Sitting down.
Oh, man.
It's the only way to fly, David.
Seriously. Although, I don't think I've ever done this, but this really feels like I'm a kid at the big table.
Well, the table before us is very large. It's a large table. Everyone looks like a kid. I might as well be wearing a suit that's like two sizes too big for me.
My feet are dangling from the chair. Oh, good heavens. How are you, Andrew?
I am very well. I frequently forget to eat. Going back to your, like, not eating all day.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. I've been really bad about that, like, going all day and not eating. Because, you know, I work from home occasionally. And when I'm there, like, it just doesn't ever occur. Like, I'll be, you know, working on music or reading or writing or something. And, like, the day will slip by and it'll be, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'll be just like, I haven't eaten today.
Yeah.
And then, but it usually hits me once I've left the house and I'm like doing, like talking to people.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and just like my words fall out of my face. And it's just like, I need to get some sustenance in me.
Yeah. When the chips are down and it counts the most. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because when you're at home, nobody's around. It's like, okay, I can just take a real quick nap. That'll re-energize me. I'll have a Ritz cracker.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you're like, oh no, I've got to go give a speech in front of the president's.
Yeah.
Or the
Friars Club. I got to go.
Yeah. Oh, Friars Club. It's good right now. I was like, ladies and gentlemen,
getting a little feedback on that mic.
Why did we put a mic by my stomach? This seems it's for the acoustic guitar later. I've been running around all day trying to finalize a purchase I made yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And that purchase is I bought a car.
Hey.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and it's funny because as you're saying, like, you know, you'll forget to eat because you've been so busy. Normally, I'm so used to, like, waiting for buses, and what I'll do to pass time is I'll go eat.
Right.
Like, oh, there's a Popeyes right next to this bus stop, and the bus doesn't come for another hour and a half.
That's a shocker. Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm so used to eating and eating and eating, and now it's like, oh, I've got a car. I can just go directly to the place I need to go to.
Yeah, exactly. There's no interim. You just
I've eliminated food options now. Like, I need to adapt to my new life of driving a car.
Yeah, exactly.
And let that be the worst thing that happens to me.
Let it be. Yes, let that be.
Because I have a car, and I was like, oh, no, I'll forget to eat.
Yeah.
I'm not a bird.
If only I could make a restaurant come closer to me. Wait.
Only some conveyance. But it was very exciting. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll say about it. It was a very easy experience. Like, mm-hmm. That was the one thing going in. I dreaded buying a car because I didn't want to get taken for a ride. Like,
yeah, no, yeah.
And I certainly didn't want to be stuck in negotiations for hours. Cause that's, you know, the horror stories you hear. It's like, hey, let me go talk to my manager, and, you know, drinks coffee and then comes back and is like, all
right, right.
We got him to add mirrors. I was like, oh, awesome. Thank you.
Like, they've got to go in and have this, like, conference about your one purchase. And yeah, a buddy of mine bought a car. It was just bad timing. He decided to quit smoking the week of him buying a car.
Yeah.
And I was there. I went with him when he bought his car. And it was, I've never seen a man who wanted a cigarette so bad in his entire life. Like, It was like the ship was going down.
Yeah.
Like that bad.
It was man.
Because, yeah, I can't. That's like up there with like really stressful situations. Because, I mean, it's a significant purchase. And
yeah, it sure is.
Yeah.
It's not one that my bank account was looking forward to making. But the time had come. Like, and I was actually talking to a mutual friend of the show, Joe Parsons, about it the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where the monthly cost of a car is worth the time that I'm wasting by waiting for a bus or being on a bus. Like, I broke it down to him, and I, like, man, excuse me, one second.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Going to and from work, like, my daily commute, just in a vacuum, that's my day. I'm spending 2 hours on a bus.
Yeah.
And that's if I just, right after work, I go home, I sleep, and I wait for the next day. Like, yeah. You have to throw in, you know, I do other stuff outside of work.
Right,
I
do
meetings and rehearsals and stuff like that. The other day, I went to a meeting that was held at Mac's place, and all told, I spent 5.5 hours commuting that day. Just to and from work, to and from Mac's, and that's it.
Not leaving town, yeah.
No.
And not even leaving North Austin. That's all that all happened. That all happens, like, north of 51st.
Exactly, yes, exactly. Like,
which is bonkers.
If there was a man with a strong enough catapult, I would have made it there.
Exactly. If a big burly guy with a mustache could have fired you from a cannon.
Yes, exactly.
Could have gotten there faster.
Just leather underpants.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, this is not, it's totally worth it to pay X amount every month to have, because in that 5.5 hours, I could have, you know, gotten off work, taken a nap, watched a movie, and still made it to the meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when the meeting is done, I'm home in 15 minutes, go right to bed.
Yeah.
But instead, like,
it's a quality of life. It's a quality of life improvement.
It absolutely is. I hope so. I haven't reached that point. I've only had it for, like, 24 hours.
Right. And going from not having a car to having a car, I mean, you will, it's an investment in your quality of life. And you will immediately recognize it, I think, in the next week. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that moment. Well, that's our show today. I'm waiting for the moment when I say, thank God I have this car, but I just haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
Right now, it's because it was a used car. Mm-hmm. It still is. Right now, it's
even more so.
Yeah. Oh, no. I can return it. Right now, I'm just nitpicking about things. And I'm like, yeah, this one, you wouldn't see this in a new car. Like, I'll tell you this one. It sort of bummed me out at first, but then I, anyway, Because I saw it online, like, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the thing about where we are today in the internet age. Oh, let me start from the start.
Sure.
This whole purchase experience was unique to me in that I didn't negotiate.
Yeah.
I did my research online. I went to message boards and stuff like that and mm-hmm. looked up, hey, I'm thinking about buying this year make and model of car.
Miles and what have you.
Right. How much does that usually go for? And the price I ended up paying at the dealership that I went to was a few hundred over, like what I normally saw people saying. I was mm-hmm. like, you know what? I'm fine with that. If it means being done with this entire process and not having to deal with the headaches and all that, I'm fine with it. So the entire process from the time I got to the dealership yesterday to the time I left with a car took 4 hours. And an hour of that was the car coming up from Buda because it was in Buda. And then a half hour of that was trying to figure out how to get the governor off my car because there was yeah. a digital governor on it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we fix it. They didn't fix it. So I had to go back today.
But a speed governor, just to clarify.
No, Rick Perry was hanging out in my car, just doing blow. Allegedly. Let's soften it up. He allegedly does cocaine.
And cocaine is the name of a pool boy.
Allegedly. I keep saying it. Why do I keep saying it? Another word. But I went in there and I didn't negotiate. I was happy with the price and I was done with it. So they brought the car up from Buda and it looks fine. Take it for a test drive. Runs fine. Everything, mm-hmm. everything is on the level about it.
Mm-hmm.
Except there is a cigarette burn on the driver's seat right there in the lap area. And that bummed me out so hard because you can't, you know, if it's like a rattle or something, or if it's like a noise or something that you can sort of wish away or ignore, that's one thing.
Yeah, you can't turn the volume up on your stereo over a cigarette burn.
Right, exactly.
You're like, huh, this will take burn out that fire. Like, just crank up some BTO.
Yeah, I can't just like, I'll just buy a beach towel. I'll just lay it on my car that I just bought. But
I'm like the hunky man. Beach towel, just lay that down.
Man, have you seen, this is the worst conversation in the world. Have you seen beach towels these days?
If you're just joining us.
Hi, I'm Mort Saul. I'm just going through the paper telling you what the kids are doing today.
Oh, man, how about those beach towels?
Yeah, is that a band? I don't care for it. They're rock and roll.
Oh, man. Oh, wait. Beach Towel, the band, will soon be out. Don't.
Oh, my God. It will be.
If you're listening out there and you start a band called Beach Towel.
Stop.
Just stop.
No one wants to hear your sousaphone.
Yeah, pull the ripcord on that right now.
No, the reason I ask is because I was at Walmart the other day and they had like Glee beach towels. I was like, man, if you're that big of a fan of Glee, God bless you. But chances are you're probably not going to the beach anyway. You're just using that to wash your person.
Yeah, okay. So to continue the worst conversation imaginable, yeah. let me go ahead and put in my input.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't understand the phenomena of like having anything on a towel.
I do if you're a kid and you're like, and I'm going to the beach, Batman.
It's an X-Wing.
Yeah, exactly. X-Wing. That was a weird pull.
X-Wing?
Yeah, no, I know. But of all the...
Hey, it's the Rancor.
But it's one thing if you're a kid. It's another thing if... I can't imagine a kid's like, yay, Glee.
Glee the beach towel.
That kid is going to get wrapped in that beach towel and beaten with sandals.
It gets better, David.
It totally does. But going, leaving that Inception thread and going back to the used car thread.
Yes, exactly.
So I saw the cigarette burn, didn't care for it. But then it occurred to me, every car I've ever owned has had a cigarette burn in the lap. My minivan had one and my Ford Escort had one. Every single one. So I just chalked it up to like, oh, I was meant to have this car now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's become this cute little like mascot for my car. Like, you'll never have it all.
Right. That is your Inception like totem. Like, yes, only exactly. Only you know.
Oh,
like,
well, now I got to erase this entire broadcast. Let's see, how long is this dump? 7 seconds. So I have a car now.
That's awesome, man. No, I remember. You know, we've known each other for several years.
Yes,
which is kind of crazy to think about actually now that we've known each
other.
Well,
then I won't. Hey, simple as that. Go ahead, Brad.
We'll be right back. And No. Yeah, I mean, I've known you for several years, mm-hmm. and the entire time I've known you, you haven't had a car.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember, like, you know, running to you on Saturdays, either like after the show or maybe before the show, mm-hmm. doing the show, and it's just like, hey, how's it going? What have you been up to today? On a bus, drive, like,
yeah,
like my entire day has been errands, like, but without a car,
yeah.
which is a nightmarish hellscape.
it's nuts, and like I tweeted it out the other day. While I was waiting for my car to get delivered, I put the pencil to it, and it had been 2 years, 4 months, and 16 days that I went without a car. And I hope somewhere down the line that builds character. But right now I'm just like, oh, thank God I've got a car.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to use it. After the show, I want to think of, like, the farthest place I could go have dinner and go have dinner there. Like, I'll just go to
Pflugerville Saltgrass.
Exactly. Like, someplace I could eat. Like, I'll go to the McDonald's in Pflugerville.
Yeah.
I hear they've got breakfast at night.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you very much.
It should be a boon for productivity. That's for sure.
I was trying to think of, I got to remember I'm on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be clean. And I was like, people know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what you should do is you should get all of the awful things mm-hmm. that you do in a car out of the way. So what you need to do is go get food before a movie and eat it quickly in the dark in the parking lot of a movie theater.
Oh, man, I miss shame.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to bring that back.
Yeah, like, are these windows tinted? No, who cares?
Ooh, I'll get my bathroom bottle for when it's 3 a.m. and I'm waiting in the Jack in the Box drive-thru. These are all fun memories of my 20s, right?
Oh, man, oh, man.
That
is rough stuff, Jack.
It is. To look at me now and to think back to what I was in my mid-20s, I don't know. Like, if someone had seen me last when I was 26 and went away for a few years and came back, I can't imagine they'd be like, oh, you're the same guy. They're like, okay, how long was your jail sentence? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You came out reformed. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when I think back, when I reminisce,
mm-hmm.
I think back on you know, the fun stuff. I think back on the fun stuff I did and the good times I had with equal fun. I mean, with equal, like, gravity as the just, like, stupid, awful, shameful things I did. Like,
sure.
they carry the same amount of weight in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
for every, you know, good memory of, like, you know, driving up to Santa Fe with friends and hanging out, mm-hmm. like, there is that memory of, like, bathroom bottle. Like,
yeah.
There was just like, and what's, you know, what's funny though is like, I don't know if this is the same with you, but like, good, if I'm thinking of a good memory, like, oh, that's nice and pleasant. It is evinced nowhere on my face. Like, you can't tell that I'm thinking of something nice.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I think of something really embarrassing from any time in my life, I have a very physical reaction to
it. Oh, sure.
Like, I'll just be, like, driving in the car, like, do-do-do-do-do, mixtape I gave a girl in high school. Oh! And, like, I'll, like shiver, like, shudder.
Yeah.
That memory, like, rushes to the top of my, like, consciousness.
There will
and
be
it, like, punches me in the face.
There will be a moment when you're like, can I run back to that time? Like,
yeah,
you'll sort of like be in the car and like, can I just U-turn and go back to 1999?
Yeah, exactly. You just want to be like, that's that movie moment where you just kind of want to be like, jerk the wheel and turn back and go and correct that mistake.
Marilyn, no. Like, ripping it out of her hands. Excuse me?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just a...
No, I try real hard not to think back. Because even the good times that I had, or the things that I think were good times, if I think about them hard enough, I'm like, oh, I probably pissed somebody off that day. Or like, that was probably somebody's worst day ever because of me. It's like, because
I was just a boulder.
Yeah.
Like, barreling through everybody's lives.
Yeah, I was this party monster that is like, oh no, the nothing is coming. And he's going to eat all of our pizza rolls.
These hands.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to hear from somebody, and I'm not opening this up to the
the community.
I would like to take a poll of the people I went to high school with and like, hey, if I were to come to the reunion, would you want to punch me? Like, I think maybe about 30% of my high school class would want to punch me.
Because I want to punch me.
Would I totally, punch oh, yeah. Me? Oh, man. Kids are the worst. Like, anybody under the age of 20, just don't. Sit patiently and wait till you're relevant.
Yeah.
Because you're going to try so hard and it's just going to annoy me.
Yeah. Yeah. Work a terrible, awful job, service industry job for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Just and then when you turn 21, we can have a discussion.
Yeah. Just build those like emotional calluses that strengthen you.
Yeah.
But until then, I don't care about your stupid theater camp. Like, you're really the worst.
Kids are awful.
Kids are awful. Man, where's that vasectomy coming? vasectomy delivery.
Vasectomy?
Oh, hey, come on in.
On demand?
So I'm just going to do the rest of the show. Is that all right? hey, wait a second. I don't know what that...
A chainsaw.
Oh, no. to cut open this door.
Yeah.
I am
we
really
need to get you some food, buddy.
Seriously. Let's get some Chick-fil-A, right?
Oh.
the
look of terror on my face.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Because you didn't want to offend anybody on either
side.
Oh,
I don't care. I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Man, but... No, I don't want to talk about it either, but I will talk about it because I want to talk about it.
Okay.
But this whole thing's a mess now.
Yeah.
It really is just like it's become something else that no one is prepared or qualified to handle.
Yeah.
But the thing that tickles me is how this whole thing really started, because not even the CEO. The CEO.
It was the CEO,
yeah,
right?
Okay. But he's like the owner's kid.
Right.
Yeah. So Dan Cathy comes out.
Playing touch football with his kids in a yellow lab in the front lawn.
Of course. As dog checkers. Yeah, so someone finally calls him on it. Someone finally calls him on this not-so-secret secret. It's been, like, the worst-kept secret in America, how he feels about homosexuals.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's known that, and it's been like, hey, you're going to Chick-fil-A? You know what I heard?
Yeah.
Fine. But someone finally, like, calls him out on it on the record, and he's like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there was a little bit of a ripple. Mm-hmm. Like, people were like, hey, I'm never going to Chick-fil-A. Or maybe I will. I haven't decided. Mm-hmm. A few days after that, the Muppets get involved, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you draw the ire of the Muppets? Yeah, like rioting in the streets. Like, yeah, go Muppets.
Trash cans through window, like TV shop windows. And,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, that's what it took? And now, like, we can't unring that bell because once anyone in this day and age becomes, has thoughts and feelings about something, there's no way you can get them to stop telling you about it.
Oh no! Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like, and now,
I'm gonna say, you say telling me about it. What you mean is posting about it.
Yeah, man.
Because there's a difference between having a rational discussion about a topic,
yeah,
like we're doing right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And batting ideas back and forth and everything like that. But there's, I think that's very different from what I think you're talking about, which is like the just slew of internet just garbage.
Yeah, the posts.
Feed choking nothings.
Oh, my goodness. And it's all... Here's the thing about it. I applaud like-minded people for having an opinion like mine.
Well, how good of you.
Yes. Finally. <I'll...
laughs> Humanitarian Award.
Yay! Chainsaw!
It was a chainsaw.
But the thing about it is, like, every sort of passionate post I've seen has been on Facebook. And Facebook is a social network where you connect with your friends. So ideally, everyone that's reading this already kind of feels the same way.
It's an echo chamber.
It really is.
It is just an echo chamber.
And like, even if you're the most eloquent person on the subject, even if, let's say, you do have some people in your thread that don't feel the way you do or don't think the way you do, if you reach them and you make the best point in the world, and you reach everybody in your Facebook friends, at most 400 people, 500 people, who are you reaching? Like, you're not making a difference. You're just letting everybody know, hey, hide my posts from now on. Like,
click unsubscribe.
Yeah.
That's really what everything's saying. And you know, because it's never, and I actually saw a couple. I'm going to cushion this with the fact that I did see a couple of like posts that were like, hey, this is, you know, this is what I think about this. And it was like, it wasn't glib and it wasn't like clever. It was like, hey, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm just putting this out there for you guys.
I'm putting this out there in case you didn't know how I feel. But again, it's mostly an echo chamber. But yeah. I saw a couple of well-written posts.
Sure.
For the most part, though, I would say about 80% of the stuff, I'm more than that, like 90-95, is just kind of just memes. It really is just like, people like mounted their Photoshop horses. And I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to make something like, and that's the other thing, because it's such an echo chamber, like it isn't like, hey, let's progress these ideas. Let's
let's all rally around this thought and get it out to the masses.
Exactly. What it is, hey, let's try to out clever each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which has got to be insulting and kind of like awfully reductive for this like topic that is much bigger than chicken or being, you know,
homosexual. You can say it.
No. That's the bigger issue here.
Exactly.
But it's a bigger thing than chicken or being clever or funny or Muppets or anything like that.
Yeah,
this is people's lives. So. Yeah. Yeah, it was tiresome to say the least.
And we're boiling it, and you know, to reiterate your point, we're boiling it down to something that that dummies can tolerate, or the dummies are like, it's more palatable to them.
Easily
like,
to digestible pieces of.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll talk about gays because I can make it into a Game of Thrones picture. It's like, oh, all right. But yeah, it's just, I miss having conversations. I miss being able to, oh, how do you feel about this? Let's talk about this.
Right, exactly.
But it really is like, even people I hold in high regard and, you know, some esteem and respect their opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to go on Facebook where I'm like, hey, whose birthday is it today? And just read this thing where they're basically yelling at me.
Right.
Hey, you probably still have this opinion, but here's why you need to have this opinion. I was like, stop.
Everyone.
I kind of want chicken. You just keep talking about it. I'm going to want it.
Yeah. I don't care where from. Just bring it.
But I'll say this and then we'll take a break.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, I think it's no secret where I lie on this matter. If you're going the people v. Chick-fil-A, I guess now.
Your Honor.
But the thing that sort of like, the thing that got me, and I was like, oh man, we went too far with this, was last week when like the mayor of Boston came out in that open letter. It was like, hey, you don't have any Chick-fil-A? Or you want to open a new Chick-fil-A restaurant in Boston? Not in my town, buddy. And everybody's like, yeah, good for Boston. It's like, no, not good for Boston. Let him open the Chick-fil-A in Boston and let the people decide to shut it down.
Yeah, let him open it, and if it fails, it fails.
Yeah, because I thought about it this way. We live in a red state.
Oh, we sure do.
With Governor Rick Perry.
We yes.
And if he were to say, hey, Popeye's chicken, Popeye represents violence and premarital sex, and I don't want Popeyes in Texas, I would riot in the streets. How dare that man tell Popeyes he can't come close to me in my mouth that wants Popeyes.
<Ba-da-da-da-da-da>.
I was like, oh, no, Boston, no, don't do this. It's going to be a slippery slope, and I don't want, because, man, that's going to happen. Like, some Republican figurehead or they're called politicians.
Politician figurehead.
The word politician.
We need to get you some Popeyes.
Oh, but da, 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 da. Just fast forward to a nap in the corner.
Just a drumstick on your bicep, like just kind of fades out.
Oh, the same song just plays in a loop. It's actually not a bad idea.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what. Let's actually take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to stand up real quick. Ugh. This is not good. Let's check the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody on the Twitter?
Anybody sending us fancy messages?
Yeah. What? Bleo says, I'd like to punch both you right now. Well, thanks. I don't know.
He can punch the radio dial, right? And
she can.
She can?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Explain it. I'll throw it out the window. If you'd like to tweet at us... If you'd like to tweet at us, it's at Mascot Wedding. We'll come back. If you want to call us, it's 472-5667. But now we're going to play Dollar Chills from the DZ Death Rays. Mascot Wedding Show's coming back.
Do it.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. I'm David Hotta, and sitting in for Mac Blake is...
Andrew Rosas.
Yes, indeed. It's the all sit-down, low blood sugar edition of the Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard DZ Death Rays from their Bloodstreams album. That was Dollar Chills. Good stuff from Australia.
Where, David?
Australia. That was my Bane impression.
Australia via Jamaica? That's uh-huh. what it sounded like.
Sure, I don't know. I don't know what anybody sounds like. The phone number is 472-5667. The email, the Twitter is at Mascot Wedding. I'm going to throw a topic on the table. A topic of sorts that I'm not even sure if I've done before, but we'll do it anyway.
It's just that kind of radio.
It is. We got 22 minutes till the clear spot comes. And Linda saves the day with her Porno for Pyros collection. And her record collection. Stupid.
Man.
So, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I was going through my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
And a song from the Faces came up.
Okay.
You familiar with the Faces?
I do. I like the Faces.
Sure. Yeah. Who doesn't? They're great.
Yeah.
A fantastic rock and roll band. And listening to it, I remember, oh, yeah, Rod Stewart used to be an electric frontman. Like,
mm-hmm.
captivating and just awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, he is, I think he's released, like, the second edition of The Great American Songbook, where he's just, like, doing standards.
Yeah.
Like, just Cole Porter stuff and, you know, real nice Starbucks music.
Yeah. I mean, if you're lucky, like a...
Oh.
Like, you know...
Yeah.
An outer neighborhood Starbucks with, like, old people. Starbucks now is, like, where people get music at Starbucks now. Like, it's hip.
That's true. Okay, but it's like Starbucks on a cruise ship. How about that?
Boom. There you go.
Nailed it.
No more pitches.
And so to look at him then and to look at him now, that is probably one of the most dramatic changes in a career.
Sure.
Where, like, if he were to be removed from himself now and look back on his career and be like, oh, man, what happened? Where did that go?
Yeah.
Like, I think he would be, I don't know how he feels.
If you were to take, like, Rod Stewart Faces era, Small Faces era Faces, like, the changeover, mm-hmm. if you were to take him from then, get him in a time machine, bring him all the way to 2012 and say, that's you, man. Like, would he find a bridge? Like, would that, you know, Datsun just take a careen off that cliff?
A Datsun?
I don't know.
That being the fanciest car of the time. So I want to have a discussion of who has made the biggest change in their career, like, and really bums you out kind of because of it. The phone number is 472-5667.
Ooh, yeah.
The Twitter is at Mascot Wedding. Somebody else who I think this always comes up, but I don't know if it necessarily bums me out, is Bill Murray. Where?
Yeah. Totally.
Bill Murray was America's smartass in the mm-hmm. late 70s and early 80s, and we all loved him for it. Now he's this...
Morose.
Yeah.
Put upon middle-aged man.
Yeah, he finds, like, I dabble more in the comedy of life. I'm like, no, I want you to yell at superiors.
Right.
That sort of thing.
No, I mean, I think we've talked about this before. There's the Bill Murray changeover.
Uh-huh.
And it was Kingpin. Like his last, like the last movie he was like...
A smartass.
Manic. Yeah. Like there was like some, you could still see the wild behind his eyes.
Oh, man.
It's like, it was like, oh, man, that's a guy who did like crazy amounts of blow in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
On SNL, and then went through, just like barreled through the 80s as like the king of comedy, of film comedy. And then I think, Kingpin was like the last movie. And then he began his like, you know, very sad.
Yeah, exactly.
His tortured middle-aged man phase.
His Shins compilation of movie careers. Like, it's like, oh, we're going to sit through this thing?
Oh, man.
Which, again, I'm not knocking it. Like,
no, not
I
at
like
all.
It, but I just sort of wish... They were two different people. Because I've said this on the radio show before, and I'll say it again. He makes a cameo in the Get Smart movie, where he's sort of that old Bill Murray. And I remember just being delighted by it.
Right. Your eyes lit up.
Yeah. I'm like, where's this movie? I want to follow him now.
Right.
But we never had that again.
Yeah.
And like, and I think anytime he's tried it since then, like when he did Osmosis Jones, when he did that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
That one came rippling from the backfield. Jeez.
So imagine him, like, you know, settling into a nice career of, like, okay, Rushmore and Royal Tenenbaums and all that stuff. And then he's like, yeah, maybe I will have fun again. I'll do Osmosis Jones.
As, like, my foray back into to comedy.
That's what everybody knows. Oh, we'll never see him again because he did that movie.
No, but no, instead he did. He's now Wes Anderson's guy for those comedies you don't laugh at.
Oh. But here's the thing. I
love those movies. Don't get me wrong.
I love those movies.
I love Wes Anderson. I love his movies. But it's kind of a weird phenomenon. It's just like, these are comedies you don't laugh at.
Yeah,
you're like, really, you kind of look at it and nod, go, that's clever.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Have you seen Moonrise Kingdom yet?
I did. I saw it in San Antonio with my mom.
Oh, is that right? What did you think?
I'm not a huge. Life Aquatic. And the one where they're on the train.
Darjeeling Limited,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Who could forget that? Those two are probably my least favorite of his movies.
Sure.
But Moonrise Kingdom was, even though it was more Wes Anderson-y, like, it was, mm-hmm. he kind of became, it was very stylized in his, in his way. Even though it was more that, it had so much blood to it. It wasn't as
How do you mean?
I don't know. There was something very kind of youthful and kind of magical and alive about Moonrise Kingdom, whereas Life Aquatic and Darjeeling Limited I felt were kind of bloodless. But I think that has to do with, I think he makes great movies about kids.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Like, or kids' movies, because Fantastic Mr. Fox is great.
It's a great kids' movie.
Yeah, it's a great kids' movie. He makes really good movies about kids. Yeah. Like, and Moonrise Kingdom is a great example of it. Rushmore, which, prove me wrong, Wes, because I think that's your best movie. And
I'm a Royal Tenenbaums fan.
You're a Royal Tenenbaums fan?
Yeah.
All right. I like,
I'm sorry, maybe I'm not.
No. I know, I get that. I know, yeah. those are my favorite. Well, Bottle Rocket's really good too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he makes really good kids movies, or about kids.
Yeah, and it's funny to see, because Moonrise Kingdom, except for there's a weird part in the middle where I was like, maybe this isn't for kids. But the entire movie, for the most part, other than that, is a kids movie.
No.
And I think we've talked about this before off air, but it's funny to watch him sort of silently making these really good kids movies. Like, it doesn't really occur to anybody, I don't think, that, oh yeah, I could show Fantastic Mr. Fox to kids and they'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could show Moonrise Kingdom to kids and they would love it and also feel like we weren't talking down to them.
Right, right, right.
And he's just doing this all under the radar. But then you take someone like Robert Rodriguez, who's like,
Spy Kids 4.
Yeah, Shark Boy and Lava Girl. It's like, oh man, you're just selling toys now, aren't you?
Krusty wants out.
How does that happen where a guy just... what am I trying to say? What? Robert Rodriguez makes... He doesn't make good kids movies. He makes movies that would make kids laugh. And I feel like that's such a difference.
Well, I'm going to continue this, like, sort of movie analogy. Uh-huh. Robert Rodriguez makes kids movies.
Yes.
Wes Anderson makes good movies that happen to be about kids.
I agree with that.
It's like it's the Nolan Batman analogy. It's like, uh-huh, this is a really great movie, really great action movie that happens to be about Batman.
Yes. Thank you for saying that.
You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of the criticism about Dark Knight Rises has been, like, even Ebert gave it 3 stars and he was like, not a lot of Batman in this Batman movie.
Yeah.
I was like, well, no, it's a great movie that just happens to have, like, inhabit this universe where Batman exists. Like, I don't know. His review bothered me. He bothers me with his reviews from time to time.
Occasionally, yeah. But you know when I yeah. But that point about Wes Anderson, I think, is solid. That he just happens to make really good movies that involve kids.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think it's his. I don't think it's his, like, I don't know if he sets out when he sits down at the typewriter or whatever, because he probably writes on a typewriter.
Yeah, of course he does.
Of course, yeah, exactly. In his corduroy blazer.
Oh,
he sits down,
man,
and throws a scarf around his... anyway.
I would like to see him sort of step out of that. Like, someone should make him over for like an MTV Movie Award or something. Like, hey, yeah, here he is. He's dressed up in a basketball jersey. Like, yeah, that's funny. I'd like to see that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I took away from your point.
No, it's fine. but no, I'm... never mind. I was gonna keep talking about the wagers. Oh,
is this? Are they? No. Okay, I think this is me.
Uh-oh, we got a phone?
Oh, now she's gone. Okay, never mind. They're doing training in the next studio, so we'll see like weird lights, like the phone light lit up, and I don't know if it's for our show or not.
Or maybe you're just really hungry. Maybe it's gotten to that point. seeing lights.
I'm actually surprised no one has listened to this show and been like, I'll go bring him a hoagie.
Oh yeah, I was gonna like say if someone wants to run a sandwich by the studio, got it. Please.
Oh, where was that idea 30 minutes ago?
Do we got anything on the tweet?
No, nobody's. I think I scared them away. I just didn't understand why Bleo wanted to punch us, and she hasn't responded back. Look, Bleo's a loyal listener. I'll give her a wide berth. She's no bohunkus. She's not saying weird stuff for the sake of being weird, but man, you got to rein it in. You can't tell people you want to punch them and not tell them why you want to punch them. That's all.
Yeah. That's just common courtesy.
Exactly.
That's called being a human being.
Let somebody know when you want to punch them.
Yeah. This is a society we live in with laws. Okay. So going back to your point of
yes.
People like that, I guess, started with a white hot career or like at least maybe an edgier career.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sort of became milquetoast like soft in the autumn years
sure.
of life. I just had one and now I forgot what it was. Rats. I was gonna say, can I maybe introduce a new topic?
Absolutely, okay, go for it, okay. Please.
In the wake of me forgetting what that was. So back to Bill Murray with Wes Anderson.
Yes.
Wes Anderson sort of gave Bill Murray his renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any actors like that were sort of had their heyday in like the 70s and 80s that like now who are probably in their like late 20s, early 30s,
okay.
then, and sort of like still like had a little fire and a little edgy, and now probably are aren't really working now.
Yeah,
that you want to see have sort of a renaissance.
So you want
to see like a director take them and give them their like.
So we're Tarantino now. We're doing reclamation projects on.
Sure, sure, yeah.
That's a really good question, man. That's a really good question. I don't know if this applies, but I'll get the ball rolling for the sake of getting the ball rolling. It bothers me, and this isn't going to apply, but I'll say it anyway. It bothers me that Guy Pearce isn't in more movies. And I don't know if that's his choice or if he's just not getting parts, but I would love to see someone just give him a juicy role to just devour and really like make a name for himself in the way that people would come to him with more parts.
Yeah. I can't remember, what was the last thing he was in that I was like, holy smokes. Was it L.A. Confidential? Was that the last, like...
No, he's been in the stuff since... did you ever see The Proposition?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. Yeah.
He had a really good run in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. Even Ravenous was really good.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank. But every time I see him, he's electric.
Yeah.
I love watching him. I went to go see that. I've talked about this on the show already. I went to go see that dumb outer space movie that he was in, Lockout. Just because it was him.
Prometheus?
Get him.
Take that.
but yeah, it was this dumb... Is this me? Come on. All right. I'm going to answer it. Okay, don't answer it. Man, Mac's going to love editing this show.
Oh, man. He's going to have a ball.
No, it was Lockout. It was him going breaking into... It was basically Prison Break on a space station. But man, he's so charming.
Yeah.
He was quipping up a storm.
Oh, man. I want to see that now. No, I don't.
No, you don't. No, watch it. But like, you know, if it's on, like if a game gets rained out or something.
Okay.
Or if you rent, hey, lonely Saturday night.
Sure.
You're home.
All of them. sad windows into the lives of us. I feel the same way. I kind of feel the same way about Tom Jane.
Tom Jane, there you go. That's a perfect example.
You know what I mean? That's a guy that, like, man, would somebody give him, like, every time I see him working, I'm like, good. I'm glad that he got that. Because I
like calling people into the room, like, Tom Jane.
Tom Jane's on. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's, very charming. I know he's in, I guess he's in that show, Hung. Yeah. About that hangman. About Sammo Hung. He's his first. He's his butler.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, Tom Stane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's one of those actors that every time I see him working, I'm like, I want to see him in more stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because Boogie Nights was on HBO the other day.
Boogie Nights.
Yes.
One of my faves.
One of the best.
One of the best. One of the best movies. Like, you know, seriously, man.
I'll say this. I watched the whole thing. But I used to think it was one of the perfect movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I watch it now. It's not as perfect, but it's still great. Like, it's still one of the best.
And when you think about that movie in the context of that being his second movie, kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, at the age of 27, I believe he was.
Yeah, he's 27 when he made Boogie Nights.
Oh.
He's the age I am now. I've accomplished nothing.
Man, why am I just now thinking about... Oh, we got tweets. We should have been talking about the Sight and Sound poll this entire time.
Oh my gosh. No, that's what we're... right. Throw it in a reverse.
We've got a few minutes left to go. I'm going to read some tweets, though.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, let's go back. Bleo, before she threatened to punch me, she said, congrats on the new car. What kind? Maybe that's because... oh, and then she later said, was in regard to your high school reunion topic. I'd rather not punch Hada. Okay. Gitmo Manor says, just to be clear, you're saying Bleo, not Leah, right? Yes. Jeez, it's not about you. And Regular Karate says, I threw a sandwich tied to a brick through David's windshield. Also Tim Burton. Oh, okay.
You also threw Tim Burton through David's windshield. Thank you.
Oh God, I hope it stuck. Shoot. I forget which thread that was in response to.
You needed a sandwich, or you needed food.
Reclamation project. Children's movies, maybe?
Children's movies.
Anyway. Oh.
Sight and sound poll.
Let me do this first.
Okay.
I would like to see Burt Reynolds get more roles.
Yes!
Why didn't he capitalize on Boogie Nights to get more stuff?
Oh, okay, and that ties into the topic of, like, people who I think need to have a renaissance. I think that guy's... Like, Boogie Nights should have been that. That should have been, like, the rebirth of Burt.
Yeah, and I wonder if a lot of it... didn't take because, you know, he was nominated for an Oscar, didn't win, kind of raised a fuss about it. And then I wonder if people were just like, oh, well, then we won't cast you in anything anymore.
Right.
I don't know. Or maybe it was Striptease. Anyway. Maybe. But yeah, he's so good in that movie. Like, it really is like, he's not Burt Reynolds anymore. He's just an actor.
Well, that's the thing. Nobody is them in that movie. Or and I would say in P.T. Anderson's movies. Like,
yeah.
The acting, he draws performances out of people... so well, mm-hmm. You forget that you're watching Marky Mark. Dude.
Right, exactly.
You forget that you're watching, you know, him do Dirk Diggler because it's just, he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stirring. Like, you have, the movie's like over and you're like, oh man, those were actors in that movie.
And,
yeah.
And watching it the other day, I had such an appreciation for Mark Wahlberg's role in that movie because he's not the best actor in the world. He's not even a very good actor in anything he does. But in that, his lousy acting was perfect because he was a teenager. Like, you know, in the movie, he's 18 years old or 17 years old. Of course, he's going to be a big dope. And I thought it was pitch perfect.
Yeah, pitch perfect. I liked him in The Departed, all right.
Oh, I like him in things. Yeah. I loved him in I Heart Huckabees. I think he does not get nearly enough credit for that movie.
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Sight and Sound Poll.
Sight and Sound Poll.
What are your thoughts?
Okay, so Vertigo
beat
out... Citizen Kane.
Yes.
Or like replaced it. How did it
work? It replaced it. It's a poll of, they do a poll of critics and they do a poll of directors. They're two separate polls, but on the critics poll, I believe.
The critics poll, Vertigo.
Vertigo.
Bumped.
Yes. Citizen Kane was at the top of that list for 50 years. So, 'cause they do it every 10 years. They do a new poll. So it was up there for 5 polls. This is the first time in 50 years that someone else has been there. And it's Vertigo. Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo. Go ahead.
Okay. I like Vertigo all right. It's certainly not my favorite Hitchcock movie. There is no way that movie is better than Citizen Kane.
No.
Not even on its best day.
Yeah.
Like, not even on Vertigo's best day is it better than Citizen Kane.
And I get that poll because it's sort of taken a hard line that we're only going to select one movie from one director and that is their quintessential work. Like, we're not going to put multiple titles up there. So I understand the desire to want to represent Hitchcock, but when you're picking a movie that is probably his seventh best movie, that's not a fair representation of him, and it's not a fair representation of that pole. And it's doing a disservice to everybody below him on that pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Vertigo, it is a lovely movie in every way except a movie. Like, it is beautiful to look at, and it is lovely to hear, but the acting stinks. The plot's terrible. It's so slow and boring.
It is kind of a snooze.
There are so many buys in that movie. Oh, man. Yeah. It's not good. I'll say it now. It's not a good movie. Because I've long held that even bad Hitchcock movies are good movies. That's not a good movie. I think that's his one bad movie.
Putting his foot down.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And I feel like there's a reason why. Because even if you go back and read early review, like, you know, reviews when it first came out,
sure,
they hit all the same notes that I just hit. They're right. You can't just go back and revisit something and go, oh, now it's brilliant. I mean, you can, but you really need to lay a foundation down. Yeah, exactly.
The context of the, you know, what came out and what people were saying about it and thinking about it, for sure.
Yeah, I hate that this came up late in the show. I feel terrible.
It's fine. How much time do we have?
We have enough time to play a song.
Oh, okay.
But Andrew Roses, thank you so much for being back.
Hey,
on the
man,
show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was kind of a weird energy in here, but I liked it. I know it was fun.
You're absolutely right, and I apologize. Next time, I'll just have a big old feast. I'll just eat turkey before I go on the show.
So it'll be me talking to a.
Hey, everybody! For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter @mascotwedding. We're going out with some Cheap Freaks. I'm coming home. We'll be back soon. Bye, everybody. Clear Spot's coming up next.
Bye.
I'm Henry Kissinger. Get it together. 'Boom, pressure drop. Yes, it's the beginning of A Current Affair, that show from 25 years ago.
Zing. Actually, let's put that sound effect in right now. That was enjoyable, right, David?
That was very pleasant. That should come back.
I wonder if this show was good. I bet it was. I actually haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you haven't? Well, then you are in for a show that is...
You're not talking S about me the entire time, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. In fact, I'm... Oh, man. If I could do a director's commentary of that show, I really was about to pass out. It was not a fun show to do. God bless Andrew Roses for helping out and filling in that day.
Hey, just God bless Andrew Roses.
Yeah, he should. Man, I feel like he did.
May God take him in his heart. Yeah, but as soon as I go home, I'm going to edit the show, and so...
Well, you're in for a treat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Cool beans. Hey, guys, this is the plug segment of the show.
Yes.
Where you are free to turn it off if you don't want to hear us talk about some upcoming Mascot Wedding live dates. But hey, David and I do a lot of stuff around town, and it's super fun to see us live. Right, David?
It is. And if you like our show, and if you've made it this far in the podcast, in fact, if you've listened to the podcast at all, chances are you like us and you might want to see us elsewhere.
Before we get to that, however, Co-op's Fall Membership Drive 2K12 is starting this Saturday for us. Starts this Friday for the station, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the first Mascot Wedding show is when it officially starts, right?
Focus on us. Yeah. And when it ends is the third Mascot Wedding show, because that's where we're going to close this motherfucker down.
Oh, that's right. We are super excited. We're super excited because it is one of two times a year where we interrupt our normal broadcasting, normal programming. And we ask for donations from you, listener, to keep Co-op 91.7 KOOP afloat for another year.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real love-hate scenario because we hate interrupting our show. We love doing our show. But we also love thanking you for supporting Co-op and for supporting the Mascot Wedding Show. So we make the most of it. We make the best of it by putting on some darn good shows.
That's right. And we're going to be giving away some stuff, including some passes to the Out of Bounds Comedy Festival, our first show. Our guests are going to be Kareem Badir and Roy Janik.
Oh,
is it Yannick?
I think it's Danger, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's right. From I'm just gonna say P-Graph.
Yeah.
Parallelogramophonograph.
Gramophonograph.
Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
That's exactly what it is. It takes up both sides of their business card.
I never trust myself to say that. They're gonna be our guests on the Saturday show. Anyway, it's gonna be a fun show. And best of all, if you donate during the Mascot Wedding show, we get to thank you on air. And man, we love doing that because sincerely from the bottom of our hearts, we love and super appreciate our listeners, and especially people that want to help out KOOP, because no one's getting paid. It's an all-volunteer station. So it's really important that you pledge your support to co-op if you're a fan of the Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right, and that starts this coming Friday, I guess, is when it starts at the station. But this Saturday is our first show, and it goes all the way until September 9th.
Yeah, we're going to have three shows
yes.
if it doesn't stop early.
And man, let's stop it early. I believe the goal this time around is $70,000, and it feels so good to shut this thing down early.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Last time we shut it down early, we got an extra show back.
That's right.
By the way, the chip clips that we're giving away this year, mm-hmm. they are ordered, my man.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah, no more dilly-dallying on our parts. We are going to promise what we deliver.
It felt crazy good to get ahead this time.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Where's this? What's replacing this guilty feeling?
And just a quick sidebar for those people who are still waiting from the past membership drives, we'll get those in the mail. Very soon.
Oh, yeah. We're just waiting on some stickers.
Yes.
And stuff.
Please trust us.
Yeah. No, it's all ordered. It's not, our work is done.
Yeah.
Also coming up, starting Tuesday, August 28th, is the aforementioned Out of Bounds Comedy Festival. And we are going to be all over that starting Tuesday. At 8 p.m., my improv group, Tears But Joy, is going to be performing at the Hideout.
Excellent.
Then Thursday, David and myself are joining with Nick Ramirez and Lance Gilstrap for Hot Property, our sketchprov group.
Yeah.
Which is going to be performing at 8 p.m. at the Hideout. And now Nick Ramirez, he doesn't even live here anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
He lives in New York. So even though he's been gone for like a month and a half, special reunion show.
Reunion / farewell show. I don't know what happens in New York. He might turn to the seedy underbelly of prostitution. We'll never see him again.
And then this is very exciting. We've known about this for a while, but because there's so many moving parts, I'm sort of hesitant to mention it. I'm going to say 75% this is going to happen.
Yeah, there's a giant asterisk on this, but We'll underline it anyway because it's exciting.
Mascot Wedding live show as part of Out of Bounds. So our normal show, and it'll be a broadcast on air.
Yeah. Hey, Mascot Wedding, isn't that a part of the membership drive? It sure is, but we're going to try to spin those plates anyway.
That's right. We're going to be organized about it, and we're going to have some guests from the festival. Honestly, I don't even know who it is right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big names. There's a lot of friends of our show that mm-hmm. we've had on in the past that we might have on again. So, I mean, really, it could be anyone. But that's going to be live at Coal Town Theater, I believe at
6 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah. No, yeah. Same time as the show, you'll be able to listen to it live on the air. And it's a part of the membership drive, so help us out. Don't make us look stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a chance to see us do our show live. That's amazing. Come down to Coal Town
yeah,
and watch us.
I bet it's going to be free.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Stag, David and myself, we're in the king shit of Turtown when it comes to
that's right.
Austin Sketch Comedy. Stag Comedy is going to be at the Hideout. Saturday that night after the Mascot Wedding Show at September 1st at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And we just had a meeting last night. We put our show order together. It's going to be a killer show.
Yeah, that's right. It's great stuff, guys.
Going to be great stuff. Also, another show that David and I do, the Hustle Show.
Good heavens, this is tiring.
This is not part of Out of Bounds, though. It's a regular Hustle Show. When's this thing come back?
Right. That is September 13th. We do it the second Thursday of every month. It's a brand new show every month, and we're coming at you with all new stuff.
Oh,
September
my God.
13th.
Sketches, games. What else do we have on the show?
We get some stand-up guests.
Oh, yeah. Danny Palumbo.
Oh.
Is going to be on the show. Danny Palumbo from Pittsburgh, PA.
Former wrestler.
No, you're thinking of Chuck Palumbo.
What? I'm no Columbo,
but
it is Danny Palumbo.
That's true, man. If I wasn't trying to keep this plug
under
section
12
under 12 minutes, you talk forever about Chuck Palumbo. If you call on the radio show one time and just be like, hey, man, what's up with Chuck Palumbo? Then sit back and wait for a 15-minute explanation of that weird goon. Also, September 5th through 8th, I will be at Cap City featuring for Brent Weinbach.
What?
I know.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a fun show. And then, of course, every Thursday, I'm not doing that other jazz. Tears But Joy will be playing at Coal Town at 8:30 p.m.
So we've filled up your calendar. Come say hi. Let us know you're a fan of the show, and we'll shake your hand.
Now it sounds like I'm pressuring you to go do it. You don't have to do these things. I'm doing this as a favor to you.
Yeah, but look at you. You're skin and bones taking a show.
Taking a show. Come on, look.
Come on, just settle down.
You're losing. You need to add some color. When's the last time you've been outside to a show?
You're skin and bones.
Oh, my gosh. I'm around. Oh, boy. That was a lot of stuff, David.
It was.
Anything else you want to cover?
No. Membership drive coming up. Please donate. Please help out co-op. That's all I want.
All right, David, I'm going to throw you a baseball. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, my God. There it goes. Wow. Amazing. Bye.